You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Slowly, surely, businesses returning to accepting customers inside. On Friday in Kansas City, you'll be able to go inside your favorite restaurant once again and sit down and eat. Tomorrow, Oak Park Mall in Overland Park will be reopening. They've got different hours now, Brian. 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And then on Sundays, they'll be open from noon until 6.
Won't see me there or at any restaurant sitting down to eat.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What if you sitting down at, you know, you at Peace Street, right? Or whatever restaurant you want to imagine. And you're enjoying your meal. And all of a sudden you hear, what you gonna do? It would be mass hysteria with some folks.
Well, in the mall, they're prohibiting groups of more than 10 people congregating in the mall common areas. The food court seating area and the children's play area will also be closed, so you won't be able to bring your children there. They're requiring all vendors and contractors to wear masks in the common areas. Mall management will also have to wear masks in the common area. There'll be hand sanitizer units all throughout the property. And they say that they'll be increasing the frequency of cleaning and sanitizing all high traffic common areas.
I gotta be as safe as possible if you have to go out.
Legends say that they'll be opening up very soon as well. They're looking for some safety improvements as well, similar to what I just said for Oak Park Mall. They're also installing no-touch step and pulls on all the restroom doors, so you won't have to touch everything. They're going to be turning off the drinking fountain, so make sure you quench your thirst before you show up. They're also going to be offering free on-site temperature checks, disposable masks, and sanitizer wipes for guests upon request. Does that make you feel a little bit more safe to go and shop if you need to?
No, it doesn't. Not with the airborne sickness. And I saw that it can get into your eyes and you can actually catch corona. Saw a report from that yesterday. Will you be going to the mall if it's going down?
I didn't go to the mall a lot before this. So I just took a survey last night about this. A store that I frequent sent me a survey and they'll give me 50% off if I filled it out. So I did.
Lord.
But I had only been in that store one time in my whole life. I always buy everything online with them. I just, online is better for me. It makes me feel like it's Christmas every time something shows up at my door for me. When I see my name on the package, I say, it's for me.
Oh, Lord.
It's for me. Merry Christmas in May for me.
You got some issues. You didn't have very fulfilling Christmases when you were younger. Huh?
I did not.
Man, I can understand.
My parents were poor. We didn't get gifts.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the mid-50s. Right now, you're cloudy in 46 in Blue Springs. Shade, what's poppin'?
Brandy showing a little love to her sister-in-law, Princess Love, amid Ray J divorce rumors.
Oh.
Princess posted a picture of Brandy along with the caption, Happy Mother's Day, Brandy, aka TTB.
How cute.
I know. And then Brandy responded, you're the sweetest. Thank you. God bless our family. I love you. That was my Brandy impersonation.
It needs a little more raspiness in it.
It doesn't sound Moesha-ish.
Nah.
I'll work on it later.
All right.
Now, this is an interesting thing. And I want to know what you think about this. So someone on Twitter posted yesterday a question. Why is it that Lizzo doesn't get the same love that Jill Scott gets?
I don't know. I think Jill Scott gives us auntie vibes, and you don't disrespect your auntie. And Lizzo's more like your bad cousin.
I don't know if it's auntie vibes, because all the stuff that the men talk about is when she did the movement on stage, and she's got Crown Royal on Ice song, which is a very sexual song.
She ain't out here with her buns out twerking either.
One fan said it's because Jill is big fine and Lizzo just big.
Lizzo's beautiful.
That's all you got?
She is. Because I don't agree with that statement. Because okay. Lizzo is cute. It would be different, you know, if she wasn't aesthetically pleasing to the eye. But she is, in my opinion. But Jill Scott is finer, though. Like, let's be clear.
Snoop Dogg's wife, Shantae Broadus, said, don't ask Cuff for relationship advice.
Why?
Apparently, Snoop Dogg has some kind of sex tape that's floating around. Yuck.
Why gotta be yuck?
Yuck.
Now, Snoop Dogg came in here and he was like, hey, Shay Moore, you wanna do this Thug Thizzle? You wouldn't be down.
Sir? No. It would
I
be
just
sir.
Want my baby.
How old is Snoop?
Snoop probably about, what, 45?
No, Snoop is older than that. Gotta be. He got to be in his 50s.
He's not in his 50s.
Gotta be.
He was born in 71. What's that, 40, 48?
He close?
You said in his 50s, like, he gotta be in his 50s, and he's not.
Apparently, this lady named Selena Powell set up an OnlyFans page and is charging people $29.25 to have access to it for 30 days, and they say...
Uh-oh.
That came out of nowhere.
They got you caught up. And they said what? Come on.
That there was some tomfoolery going on. I'll just say that.
Wowzers.
With Snoop?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to see that. He's slim with the tilted brim. I don't want to see that. I like men of all shapes and sizes, but he's a little too... I think I would spend the majority of my time, like, fixing him rice and peas. Like, other carb-filled snacks, macaroni and cheese. Cut up some Franks in it or something. Trying to, you know, just get his carb load up.
You don't love me. You just love these rolls.
And he smoke all the time. So I guess he's not snacking anymore. I don't know.
I was worried.
Stop, Brian. Oprah Winfrey walked 2.26 miles to commemorate Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old man who was shot and killed in Georgia while out on a jog earlier this year. Oprah says that she's going to be canceling all plans through 2020.
Wow.
Including a birthday party that she has scheduled, and it's the 20th anniversary of O Magazine, so she said everything done dada.
See, now, if Oprah is doing that, you don't think everybody else need to follow suit?
I think she a little over the edge, though, because she done started quarantining her dog separately, her dog Sadie, because she had an eye infection. And had to visit the vet. So she's like, yeah, you might have it. So she got Sadie. Uh-huh. Well,
you know how people feel
like,
about
that
pet.
You might got it. Uh-huh. No, she sent the dog to the vet. Mm-hmm. So she got the dog off to herself because it might have brought the coronavirus back to the building.
Can't
she's
take
like,
no risk,
put
dog.
Sadie in the back. Sorry, ooh. Sadie.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I need to know, why am I not rich yet? Like, I work overnight, taking care of myself.
Period.
Trying to get my life together. Why am I not rich? That's why I'm mad. I need some money.
You got to find a talent. Or skill of some kind.
I'm a dancer. I dance. Not like stripping, but I dance.
Oh.
But that don't bring no money in.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody wants to pay to see a square dance or...
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Or, you know, a tap dance routine no more. Not in 2020.
Exactly.
Unless you got some tassels on.
Oh, no.
Don't let him disrespect you like that.
Ain't no just what? She said she dances. I'm just trying to
she
add
don't
the
do
accessories.
That type of dancing.
No.
She is a modern dance. She danced like Debbie Allen.
Period. Oh. Poop.
What's your name?
Cortiana Destiny Jimenez. And
what?
I want to shout out to my boyfriend and my mom. Oh, can I cuss on here?
That would be a no.
Okay, and my friend Dawson, because she in the car with me right now, and we cannot say it.
All right, well, y'all have a good day.
You too.
Y'all need to put some masks on. I can tell y'all ain't wearing one.
I saw you. You're so late.
All right, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Police! Help!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tomorrow, May 13th. If you've been experiencing some COVID-19 symptoms and you'd like to be tested, there'll be some test sites from 10 a.m. until 12 at Jackson County Courthouse and from 3 to 6 at Northeast High School in the parking lot. Call 816-404-CARE to get your appointment to be tested. Yesterday, Donald Trump held a press conference in the Rose Garden and the question of testing came up. They had big signs up that says U.S. leads the world in testing on both sides of the podium. Some of the reporters in the crowd took exception to that and asked him, you know, how true that statement really was and why did he feel the need to keep pushing that fact as if we're in a competition. So the reporter who asked him that question was an Asian American reporter that he's had an incident with before. And so he asked her straight out, why don't you ask China that? And so she said, well, why are you asking me specifically to ask China about that? She's an American. So after that happened, he just ended it and walked out.
He does treat everything like it's a competition. Wow. That just hit me. And it's not. We're trying to save lives here, man.
It's just ridiculous, his response. And he told her that her question was a nasty question. I don't think I've ever heard a president form that statement.
You haven't.
That something's nasty.
It's every day. There's something new with this dude.
But I did notice that many of the channels did not cover the press conference. The only one that did was my Ellen station. And that's what I was like, okay.
Is that NBC?
Fox did not. I think Ellen's is ABC. Okay. Fox didn't stop. They were still playing Family Feud.
It's like at this point, can we take anything he says seriously anymore?
She also asked him about, well, if you're not able to protect the staff in the White House from coronavirus, how are you going to ask Americans to go back to their jobs if y'all not able to, you know, keep it out of the White House? He says, we've done a very good job keeping it out the White House, even though there was a infection.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The man who filmed the fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery says he's now receiving death threats. William R. Bryan has been identified as a witness in the police report, and he's saying that he really doesn't see himself as a witness.
I am not feeling safe at all. I haven't felt safe in at least 3 to 5 days now. The threats have been real. I say they're real. I don't know. I haven't been on the other end of it yet. Just a threat. I don't want to be on the other end of it. I truthfully need to be cleared of this because I had nothing to do with it. I'm trying to get my life back to normal, and it's been smeared for the last week. Complete shock. I've never been involved in anything like that before. I didn't know how to feel. Never done it. Never seen it. Yes, I'm very, very sorry for your loss. I don't know what else to say. I know there's nothing else I can say.
Mr. Brian, what were you doing? You just so happened to be following behind these strangers and was filming? How come you had no reaction when the three gunshots let off? As an innocent bystander, I think I would scream. I would roll my window down. Hey, what's going on? Something.
Shay, there's no way that you can't convince me that he wasn't in on this. Just from the facts that you just stated. And when you're about to do something, whether it be bad or good, there's always some type of feeling. Especially when you're doing something bad and you know this is bad. There wasn't something that in you that said, hey, maybe we shouldn't do this. This isn't a good idea. Leave him alone. He's just jogging. None of that entered his mind before then.
So Gregory and Travis McMichael were arrested last week, more than 2 months after the incident. They just named a DA who will be trying that case. It's an attorney from Atlanta who will be taking over. The father and son duo are still in prison right now, thank God.
Murdered that man in cold blood and you sat there and watched it and filmed it. No remorse, no sympathy.
I'm wondering how he can justify that he wasn't a part of it and now is saying, please stop with the death threats. He has yet to be charged in this.
Is he going to be charged? Can you charge him with something?
I would say he was that's what I would think. I'm not privy to all of the information that the investigators have, but for me, just the response of him witnessing that, if I were an innocent bystander, if I'm filming a fight, like if somebody hook off, you're going to be, oh, you're going to make some sort of response to that. You wouldn't just sit there with no response whatsoever.
That's why I feel like he was in on it. Got Stacey Shaw on the line. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about what to do if you are being arrested. If you want to realize it or not, there is a correct way to get arrested, and I'll be going over that at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid 50s right now. You're cloudy at 46 in downtown KC. Shay, what's pop?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Vanessa A. Williams from New Jack City. Vonka Bob, baby. Oh, okay. She's 57 today. Actor Ving Rhames is 61.
Holiday Hart.
And actress Kim Fields, 51 today.
Still fine. Happy birthday, everybody born on May 12th.
So Diddy has broken his silence on the death of his mentor, Andre Harrell. He posted a video of himself honoring Andre Harrell before his passing.
I want to take the time to thank Andre for being a big brother, for believing in me. Dre, I'm only standing up here because you gave me the chance. You gave me the opportunity. But most importantly, what we all have to do, as a black man, you took me underneath your wing. You was patient with me, and you taught me, and you talked to me, and you taught me about the game. You taught me what it was to be a record man. You believed in me, and you kept teaching me. Even to today, you still teach me. And I call you my big brother, but tonight I gotta tell you the truth, that I told you my father died when I was 2.5. Andre, you've been my father for the last, like, 30 years, B.
That's beautiful that he actually got a chance to tell him how he really feels before he died. Everyone doesn't get that opportunity.
Very important, you know. And that just speaks to the impact Andre Harrell has. Just think about all the hits and all the music and all the moments we wouldn't have been able to have if it wasn't for him.
Ava DuVernay talked about some experiences that she had with the late, great Little Richard. She was a college student working at a restaurant, and she would serve him every Sunday, she said. He would bring a group of friends, and the order would be about $75 for their breakfast, and he would give her a crisp $100 bill as a tip each time.
Oh, man. Special.
It's beautiful. So, Kaya and Erica Mena and Safari are on a online beef situation.
Kaya?
Yeah, Erica Mena and Safari, I guess they opened up an OnlyFans page.
Oh, Lord, no!
And so Kaya thought that that was kind of whack, especially because they haven't even been married a year and they've got a new daughter. And so she kind of went at them, you know. She said, you
we
mean to tell me? Oh, you do?
Just get married not a year ago and just had a newborn baby girl. And these motherfuckers making fans only and pouring home. Okay. We the people want to know why you two motherfuckers got married and y'all out here dry begging. Y'all putting on for the gram like y'all got all of this got money. And can't pay your bills. We ain't been on lock for 45 days and you motherfuckers already broke selling y'all on the motherfuckers fans only. Erica get money at the following huggers with footsteps and create her OnlyFans only account. You know, she needed milk for her child because her dried up. She ain't breastfeeding no more.
I could barely understand what she was saying.
She got some nerve. She's just hating. That's all. You didn't need it. It was wah, wah, wah. Hate. That's what you heard.
Would you want your wife in?
No.
Did you see yourself putting that up?
Absolutely not.
Well, Safari showed their account, which he said that they made six figures in 2 weeks.
So, like, they doing it and then
putting it on?
Hey, man.
Erica said that she was putting this stuff up on Instagram for free, so she might as well get this money on OnlyFans.
Different strokes for different folks, Shay.
We gotta get up and go at least one more round.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You know we could use that free advice.
Good morning, Stacey. Let's get to it.
Good morning. So today we're talking about the correct way to get arrested. Last week we talked about improper arrest by citizens arrest. Today, the focus is going to be how to safely get in and out of being arrested. Number one, once you see the cuffs, do not resist, okay? So especially if you're getting pulled over by a police officer and you see that the cuffs come out, go ahead, put your hands behind your back so you can get in and out of that transaction as easily as possible, because the number one way people get hurt is when the cuffs are trying to get on. And if you resist arrest, that is going to be an additional charge with any other charge that you might have as a result of the arrest. Number two, make sure that you remain silent. You have the right to remain silent. Make sure you use it. I have so many criminal clients that implicate themselves because they refuse to remain silent and they want to talk. Number three, make sure you ask for a lawyer right away. Once you ask for a lawyer, the police can no longer interrogate you until you have your lawyer present. If you can't afford a lawyer, they will always have one appointed for you, like a public defender, that will come to the police station. And number four, make sure you don't talk to anyone at the jailhouse, because anything that you say, to anyone at the prison, anywhere that can be recorded, including phone calls to the jail, that will be used against you unless it's to your lawyer. And so if you have questions, you can always give my office a call. We take criminal cases just like these at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com or on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. And remember, today is Tuesday. We're asking for complete peace on Tuesdays. And until next time, peace is the best gift you can give someone, so peace be upon you, and good luck, and God bless.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, look, man, you got until tomorrow at 12 noon to get on the IRS website and provide them with your direct deposit information if you want them to just send it electronically versus mailing a paper check to you.
I wonder if I give them another bank account that they double dip for me.
You already got what you're going to get. About 130 million payments have been sent out in the first 4 weeks of the program. Of course, the guidelines are any citizen who makes up to $75,000 get $1,200. Married couples who make up to $150,000 get $2,400. Also, $500 for each eligible child. Did you claim children?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, not in the last 2 years.
Can I claim you?
I'm not your child.
Pay me too. Pay me too.
Hurry up and take care of that business. Mm-hmm. Summertime is coming. We're not canceling summer, right?
I don't know. It's on the brink.
Psychologist says that you can work through your fear of missing out about the summer by thinking outside the box and accepting your own reality.
Okay.
You don't like going anywhere, but me, I do. I've been really dreaming of being able to travel again. I used to have my little small carry-on bag right in front of my door, right in the little foyer area.
Right.
But I took it upstairs and put it in the closet because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere this year. The whole year.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What you mean? No, no, no. What you mean? No, 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 no.
We're having a get out moment. Oh,
excuse me?
No, 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 no.
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm so going somewhere.
You're going to risk your life for a little trip to, you know, wherever you're going to go.
Well, things will get better. You have no belief that things are going to get better?
You know who the president is?
What he got to do with it?
Everything. He's the decision maker. Have the numbers gone up or down? Have the numbers gone down even once?
Look, man, the cruise industry has seen a 600% spike.
Yeah, alright.
I do a cruise every year. It's in February. People still paying on their trip, Brian.
See,
ain't
okay.
Nobody canceled yet. That, not one person.
That's 2021. That's 2021. You'll be good by then. But 2020, you forget about it.
I'm saying like by July-ish.
Yeah, alright. July is 2 months
by
away.
July-ish,
a
fam.
Month and a half away.
I'm not going to drink nothing on the plane.
Okay.
I don't want none of your snacks. Keep your snacks, your peanuts. Keep all your little Biscoff cookies. I don't want it.
Yeah, right.
I'll bring my own snacks in my own bag. As a matter of fact, I'm a fast that day.
Yeah, all right. Because that's going to work, right?
I don't eat on any flight anyway. I don't eat before I get on the plane because what if your stomach start hurting in that little tiny bathroom? Can you imagine having to handle up, number two business on a plane?
I'll blow it up.
You wouldn't, Brian. You're a liar.
They had to make an emergency landing.
You would not do that on a plane.
If my stomach is tore up, what else? I don't have another option. That's the only option I have.
When you sit down on a plane, you don't even move the whole flight. So
I
know you lying. Yeah,
I don't. But if I got the bubble guts, I got to do what I got to do, fam.
Brian.
You can't hold it in.
I almost want to spike your food with something and get on a flight and see what happens.
See, now
I almost want to do that.
Now I'm not never flying with you. It's done now. If you ain't trying to get flued out by your ex, boo, hit us up and flex on your ex.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
No.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never have nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
I'm so upset with him in life, and he knows it. I love him. I always will. We had a really good history, but I'm getting ready to move to another state and start a whole new life, and I was going to allow our relationship to keep me here, but we broke up, and now that he's gone, I feel so free, and I'm getting ready to go and start a whole new life, and they said that's the best revenge for anybody is to be successful, and I'm about to do that, and I'm happy, and I'm flexing on him, and I'm a stun on him every time I come back home and visit.
Your Facebook and your Instagram finna be popping, huh?
Where are you moving to?
Phoenix.
I love Phoenix. Oh, yeah. Can I move with you?
I Well, yeah, see, now I'm about to stun on
Don't bring this light-skinned sand to the beach. Don't bring
don't
it.
Don't take that sand to
yes.
the beach.
Yes.
What's it?
And
what's
I'm sorry.
It, what's
I'm sorry,
Phoenix
because I like
me?
Black sand. I really do.
Oh.
I like my sand black.
All right, you know what? Forget both of y'all. You have
I love
a good
y'all.
Day.
Y'all make my morning ride worth it. Thank,
thank
y'all.
You. We
thank
appreciate you.
You.
Have a good day, all right?
Thank you. Right.
That must be jam because jelly don't shake like that.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, look for highs in the mid-50s today. Right now, you're cloudy at 46 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
According to TMZ, the representative for Era George Zaboyan, that's the pilot who was flying the helicopter that killed Kobe and Gianna, along with six other passengers, has claimed that the people on board were responsible for the fatal crash.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't know how this representative will come to that conclusion.
Right.
But, that's what his claim is. In addition, Island Express, the helicopter company, has also filed an answer to Kobe's wife's recent claim, saying that Kobe and Gianna had actual knowledge of all the circumstances, particular dangers, and an appreciation of the risks involved.
Hmm. Sound like a mean court battle is brewing.
Eddie Murphy paid tribute to Little Richard with the new character Murray Murray during Feeding America comedy fundraiser. I didn't catch that.
I didn't either.
It's going to re-air on Thursday and Saturday if you want to catch it on Comedy TV at 8 o'clock.
I bet Eddie Murphy does an amazing Little Richard.
Kenan Thompson, Billy Crystal, Tiffany Haddish, and Byron Allen were all comedians as well.
Rest up, Little Richard.
So, a DNA test has confirmed that Future is indeed the father of Eliza Rain's one-year-old daughter. Now, you remember he said, when his baby leave him alone, asked the judge to give her money, give him money from her mm-hmm. for the lies. Well, it ain't a lie.
You're not my dad!
Another one.
Future wasn't present for the hearing that occurred via video conference. After the decision was read, Rain posted a photo of herself along with the caption, humble.
Hey, boy, Future can't pull out of a parking spot.
Test tube, baby.
Future took to social media to seemingly respond to the news by saying, teach these garden tools how to keep their business off the internet.
Toxic Future back.
He added, you run to the internet.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
This dude did a full 359. On Mother's Day, he was showing love to all the baby mamas, all, what, 7, 8 of them. And now the next day, he wants to throw salt in the wound to another one.
Okay, you've got a daughter. She's 21. And she got a deal with Rihanna's lingerie line, Savage Fenty. Are you okay with her posting pictures of her? Her bras and panties, panties and bras?
As a father, I wouldn't be comfortable with that. I don't want to scroll through. Let's say I'm looking at Maxim and I see my daughter in this negligee.
Does Maxim still exist?
I don't know. I suppose it does. But.
Well, Lil Wayne says that her father doesn't really have a problem with her posing in bras and panties, panties and bras, but her mother,
yeah,
Toya Wright, does.
Wouldn't Lil Wayne be looked at as a hypocrite if he didn't agree with that? When you look at his, you know, some of his music videos and you see.
But that's still his daughter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a tough one, man. I wouldn't be comfortable with that. But I don't have kids, though, so.
My niece is 21 and she told me some things recently that she did, and I was against it. And my sister is totally cool with it. I think I'm just more conservative when it comes to certain things.
Me too. And that's one of them.
In the nude.
Well, she did. I didn't understand why she would do that. Mm. Like,
for you, it has to be logical. It has to make total and complete sense. I get it. So, and then, you know, everybody doesn't operate that. Some people like to operate off emotion.
Yeah. And that's what she did. She was peer pressured into doing something that I thought was completely ridiculous.
My whole thing is with the showing your goodies and all of that, it's like, you're going to need a job one day. That's just where I'm at. I'm trying to look out for you. And it, of course, it makes me uncomfortable, but, you know.
It wasn't anything that's going to keep her from a job, but it hurt. I don't get that.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
JR.
All right, JR, let's see what you got.
I'm dreaming, getting some sleep. Don't wake me up till my dream is complete. Cause I'm dreaming, dreaming about you. Don't wake me. Hey, come on, Shiny.
Yeah, you still sleep, dog.
Y'all know nothing about that, Chris.
Well, it worked out for you, baby. You are qualified to win $1,000 in stimulus cash. What else, B?
And you got a $30 Kansas Lottery Summer of Silverado instant ticket prize pack. Tell Kansas City what station is live, local, and lick.
Top 103 Jam.
Hey. Listen now through May 28th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Gotta count the money while I'm counting money.
From Hot 103 Jam.
Balling on 10. Straight balling.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.